Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Text machine is 772-774-5254. I've got a not great Mother's Day story.
Oh. Okay.
Because, you know, there was most people had a great Mother's Day. Like, I had a great Mother's Day. Went to church with my parents, then went to eat. It was wonderful. Showed my mom Harper Hall, the new event space.
Yeah, nice.
Which, by the way, looks amazing. People keep saying to me, Matt, your event space looks amazing. And they act like I had anything
to
do with
it. You should say I designed it myself.
No, thankfully I did not.
All the pictures will be on the ground.
Yes, you do not want me to have designed it. It looks good because I didn't do anything except give them my money. But a man in Wayne County has been arrested. That's Monticello.
Yes, it is.
A man in Wayne County has been arrested for getting into a dispute with his mom on Mother's Day and shooting her with a rifle.
Oh, my goodness.
She's alive.
Thankfully.
Guess what the argument was about?
Deviled eggs.
Anybody have a guess?
I read the story, so I won't jump in.
Shannon?
I have no idea.
He had bought her as a Mother's Day gift an Xbox controller.
Not even an Xbox, just the controller.
And they got into a dispute over the controller, which led to him shooting her with a rifle.
Oh, my
Should
goodness.
Should have bought two controllers. That way they could each have one.
Yeah, what? Why did mom not like the controller?
They're fighting over the controller. They want to play.
First of all, I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where you pull out a rifle and shoot your mother. So clearly this is a troubled person.
Yes.
But an Xbox controller, you think that's what mom wanted?
Maybe she's a big gamer. I don't know
his
mom.
You think that was the gift that mom was looking for on Mother's Day?
Yeah, maybe she wanted to play some Call of Duty.
That's like when Homer Simpson would buy Marge Simpson a bowling ball every year at Christmas.
Yeah.
Drew, do you think that is mom's gift she wants, an Xbox controller?
You never know. Maybe he has the Xbox and she's been watching him play and she always wanted to step in.
Oh, I like that.
I like the look of Halo. And he said, you know what, Mom, I'll do one better. I'll buy a controller and we'll play Xbox together. MLB the show.
That actually would be very sweet if that's what happened.
Yeah, I want to spend some time with you, Moms. Let's play games together.
Instead of you yelling at me for playing video games, why don't you play with me?
He's also 22, so maybe if he still lives in the house, should contemplate going elsewhere.
Yeah.
Well, luckily she's okay, but Wayne County, got to work on our Mother's Day gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very anti-shooting our own mother's show here.
We'll take that stance.
I just can't imagine doing that.
For your list of the day of scariest counties, I'm changing mine to Wayne County.
You're going to move Manchester's out, Clay County? Wayne County's in.
Wayne County's All right. in.
The NCAA, a couple news things here, announced that they made a long announcement that's basically like, we're serious about this pay-for-play stuff. You can't do it. You can't recruit on NILs. And they said, we're so serious that we're going to start enforcing it starting today.
Where were you a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
They said, we will only enforce stuff that happened before today if it was really egregious. But starting today, You better not. So I find that hilarious. It's so much like the NCAA.
How do you define really egregious? I mean, wouldn't $8 million for one player play?
You know, you read my mind. I would say to you, if they don't go after Tennessee for the $8 million person, then they just need to just shut up. Because $8 million to get a kid to leave Southern California for Rocky Top, you think that kid was coming to Tennessee without that $8
million? No.
He was not half bear, the other half cat. He was staying in SoCo. Ryan, if they don't go after Tennessee for that, which they won't, then they're full of it. And I'll be skeptical they'll ever go after anybody, but I know they're not going in the path.
Yeah, and even let's say they do go after somebody that the money amount was not even close to $8 million. That's what the school, that's going to be the school's defense. Like, look, you let this happen. Why are you getting on me for $1 million deal? They had an $8 million deal.
Don't they have to, Drew, go after the $8 million kid?
I think they do. Still, I thought Stoops put this well last week. It's supposed to be for what you've done at the school you already committed to, not to lure you places. And for that kid specifically, I don't know coaching salaries, but I think you'd have to be in the top 10 if you put him with the coaches on highest pay. I mean, he'd be making more than like Lane Kiffin and people in the SEC as a college freshman who has done nothing in college football yet.
So with that in mind, he's a quarterback in like the next class. Do you think he ends up at Tennessee?
That's a great question. If we have to bet right now, I'm going to say yeah. I don't think they'll do anything to him. He's going to be able to get that money and go.
Shannon?
That's a great question. I'm going to say, and maybe I'm just being foolish, but I think that the NCAA will shut this $8 million deal down.
You think they use that as the
yes,
one?
Yes, okay. And he stays where he's at.
Well, he's not anywhere. Well, he's going, in high school.
Well, he's going to Southern California, right?
So go somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because they did say, we will not punish the players, but the players better cooperate with us if we look into it.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Drew?
I mean, they should, but I have no faith in the NCAA doing anything. I mean, Emmert has already got one leg out the door just waiting for his replacement. I don't think they're capable of doing anything about it, but I think they need to.
So does he play?
Yeah, he'll play at Tennessee. They'll get away with it, and he'll get his bag, and it will be ridiculous, and he won't live up to the hype, but that'll be Tennessee's problem.
I'm going to say he doesn't. They don't get in trouble, but they say to him, he can't play here.
Or you can't pay him that $8 million.
Yeah, well, I think it'll be just like, look, we'll let this go, but he can't come here.
So we have a split decision.
So I'm going to say, even though I don't think the NCAA will do anything about any of these, I think the $8 million is so egregious that they're going to have to say, dude, he can't go to that school.
That's pay-for-play by definition, I mean, big time.
And yeah. It's like, you talk about not knowing the market. The highest deal we had heard was, what, $1.5 million for Bryce Young, and they just paid him $8 million?
They could have got him maybe for $1.5 million, maybe $2 million.
They could have gotten 4 good players for the price of him.
Kind of amazing that it would be like that, but there you go. I tweeted out this yesterday, and it baffled me, and I don't know what you all think. Somebody sent me a thing, because I think yesterday, Ryan, we were talking about Tom Crean in Evansville and your favorite player, Bob Case of Beer or whatever. you were talking about Tom Crean and how you liked Evansville. And I said something like, I think Shannon asked me, do you root for him or not? And I said, well, of course, why not?
Yeah.
And you said, well, because he beat us. And I remember, I was like, eh, whatever, he didn't. But then somebody wrote me and it got me researching. You know, Tom Crean has knocked us out of the NCAA tournament 3 times.
Once with Marquette.
Twice with Marquette.
Oh, twice with Marquette.
Knocked us in 03 with Dwayne Wade. Indiana in 16.
Yeah.
But then people forget 08 against Billy, Ramel, and Joe. We lost to Marquette in the first round.
I completely forgot about that game.
Joe Crawford went for 35 points that game, and we lost.
Completely forgot about that game.
So that got me to look into history. And, Ryan, we have never lost to a coach in the NCAA tournament 3 times, except for Tom Crean.
Tom Crean. How about that?
Not John Wooden. Not Mike Krzyzewski. Not Dean Smith. We've only lost to a coach twice, like 4 coaches. Like, we've lost to Roy Williams twice. We lost to Fred Taylor, who I think was Ohio State's coach twice.
Yeah.
We lost to Jim Calhoun twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the only coach that has ever beaten us three times in the NCAA tournament is Tom freaking Crean.
How about that? Man.
Is that not one of the more amazing Kentucky basketball statistics or facts of all time?
If you had just asked that question like on KS Bar Trivia Night, I don't know if anybody would come up with that name to be the answer to that question.
And they're all recent, Drew. It's not even that long ago.
I saw your tweet, and I looked up Tom Crean's NCAA history just because I thought, like, I don't remember him doing anything but beating Kentucky, and he really hasn't done anything but beat Kentucky. Since he won with Indiana, he hasn't won a tournament game, and then when they won in 08, they lose the very next round. I think his entire NCAA tournament resume is beating Kentucky three times. He's done nothing else.
So you don't think of Tom Crean as being this, like, Kentucky killer, but, Ryan, he is, oddly.
Yeah. Yeah, when we were discussing it yesterday, I think we completely forgot about that Billy Gillespie game. Knew the Marquette game and the Indiana game.
So if he ever ends up at another school of importance, do we run from Tom Crean on Selection Sunday, or do you welcome him?
Okay, so what if they pair up Kentucky and Evansville in the first round of the NCAA tournament one year? You going to be nervous?
Well, I mean, we just lost to St. Peter, so yeah.
Evansville's got a swivel every game.
Nervous
from now on.
Every game.
Evansville's got a winning streak on us anyway right now.
I can't believe that. Like, yeah. he is the best coach in the history of college basketball against Kentucky in the postseason.
Nobody would come up with that.
Just
nobody.
Absolutely mind blowing. Scott, what's up, Scott?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I want to just completely negate that conversation you just had.
By the way, first of all, just as a side note, we've never beaten him in the tournament. We're 0-3. Crazy. Okay, well, go ahead.
He still sucks.
All right.
So I'm going to take a 2-1 odd on something. That within 2 years of this big con, Mason Tackett will, if nothing else, will be a security guard for Steve Wilkos. He's going to be on the film somewhere.
Dude, Mason Tackett is the star of the documentary. I mean, we're going to talk about it on Thursday. Drew has seen it all. I'm through two episodes.
Twice.
You've watched it twice?
I've seen the last two episodes twice.
Mason Tackett's the star. And Mason Tackett is the only person, Drew, that they put in the show solely to be entertaining. Like, he has no real connection to the case.
The bib overalls and the slick back hair make him.
That's true. And they flew him out to Hollywood for the premiere. I agree. I appreciate the call, Scott. Drew, he is the star of the show.
Yeah, I don't have many complaints about the documentary. I thought it was well done, but I could have used more Mason Tackett. Every time he opened his mouth for just those brief commentaries throughout the four episodes, it was hilarious. Everything he said was funny, and I agree with the caller. He's got to find a role somewhere. That guy deserves to be famous. He made me laugh way too much to not have his own show or some kind of role somewhere.
He says he's a stand-up comedian. I feel like we got. Don't you?
We need to go watch a show then.
Well, we probably just need to bring him on the show. He's wanted to come on the show for a long time.
I thought he had been on the show.
He was for like a few minutes, okay. But like, I never really knew what to bring him on for. I feel like we got to do it because he's. Have you guys started it yet, Ryan?
No, I'm gonna start it tonight. Try to get two.
Shane, have you
tonight.
Started?
Yeah, I'm on episode 3.
What do you think of it?
I think it's awesome. I can't wait to see I know how it plays out, but how they show what happened.
I mean, he's so weird.
Who, Mason Tackett or Eric C. Conn?
No, Eric C. Conn. Just sitting there watching it, you just go, what a weird guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Really bad criminal, too.
Yeah, he's a bad criminal, although he got away with it for a long time.
You know, it's confusing. Without getting too much into it, we'll save it for Thursday. But to make so many dumb moves along the way, I don't know how he was bright enough to pull off the con he did.
He also claimed to be a Mensa member that got... like a perfect score on every test he took. Do you believe that?
No.
No.
No. Unless he copied off somebody.
Yeah. He is quite the character. I tell you what, if you want to follow what's happening in Frankfort, then you need to go to the Kentucky Chamber's new website, kychamberbottomline.com. It breaks down the complex policy issues in the state and lets you know what's happening. You can decide what you think. They monitor the progress and facts of legislation in Kentucky and deliver behind-the-scenes knowledge of government, including how your legislators vote. That's hard to find, actually. You can find it on kychamberbottomline.com. Check it out. It's kychamberbottomline.com. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSL.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
They're gonna put me in the movie.
You're listening to Kentucky Sports They're Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio. You almost had me singing Buck Owens.
Sounded like that.
What? I mean, all you gotta do is like just cover your nose. Like that's how he sounds. All the songs sound the same. I mean, I like him, but what is going on at KS Bar? It feels like there's construction and there's people laughing. What's happening?
Miss Kayla, one of our star managers, is hanging some shirts for sale. Close to where we do our post.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got some new shirts, and people can buy them there at KS Bar. So come have lunch there, dinner, whatever. Remember, the UK trivia is postponed. It was going to be tomorrow, but it's going to be at a later time, and I'll have facts like the Tom Crean one. By the way, we did beat Tom Crean in the tournament. We beat Indiana in 2012.
Drew and I were talking, you know, our horrible season 2 years ago. Georgia only won 7 SEC games. They beat us. Remember that last second play? Sevier Wheeler inbounded the ball. Crean ran an inbounds play to beat us down at Georgia 2 years ago.
That's right. I forgot about that. Sevier got us. This is breaking news, Shannon.
Okay.
Wani-na-na! ESPN is reporting Brazilian defender Marcelo has been dropped from the French soccer club Lyon for continuous farting and laughing in the dressing room.
Oh, can't have that.
My goodness. I didn't see that coming. Wow.
Is that, if you're going to go out, is that the way to go out?
I think it is. Farting and laughing. Is he their star player? I don't know anything about him. It can't be the star player.
Let me just say, Lyon's a pretty big team.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a tiny team. That would be the equivalent of, like, the Kansas City Royals dropping a baseball player, and when asked why, saying because he farts too much.
I'm just saying, if LeBron James started passing gas, they're not going to let him go. So
that's true. But again, we talk about leverage. I think, Drew, if you're a big farter, you better be very good or you could go home.
Yeah, clearly some locker room chemistry there. Obviously not taking things seriously. They're a big program. You got to cut ties with them. I get it. Completely get it. Can't have that kind of behavior in a winning culture.
Would you rather a team cut you, Shannon, because you're not good or because you fart?
Probably because I fart. You know,
I feel like you could, because you could say, like Ryan, you could go to other teams and go, I'm going to work on it.
Yeah. I got a medical condition.
The rest of his life, he's going to be known as the guy who got cut because he was farting too much.
It's like when a guy gets cut towards the end of his career and he starts putting out Instagram videos and working out, let him know that he's changed or he's gotten better at this. You start building your own brand.
You're going to show him he's going to be eating beans, but I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I can control it now.
I'm good. I can control my bowels.
Just spray Febreze and it's gone. What's the problem?
He just got an endorsement for GasX, I'm sure, today.
Yeah, Beano.
Pick that up.
Wow. That's a headline on ESPN right now.
Breaking news.
It was breaking news.
Well, slow news day.
One person writes, Matt, have we heard who UK is going to hire to replace Jay Lucas? They posted the job, and it's up until Wednesday. So, they can't announce it until after Wednesday. Drew, I would think you'll get an announcement pretty soon after that. I don't know who it's going to be. My guess is they already have somebody. That's my guess. I don't know. But I would think that, you know, you got to go through the 2 weeks or whatever it has to be posted in Kentucky state law. And I would think, Drew, we hear about it soon after.
Yeah, I'm sure they have to weed through of all the fans that applied, hoping they would get it. But I hope this has been a top priority for Cal since Lucas left, because that's a big opening and they need to fill soon. And I have no clue who it'll be, but I hope we hear sooner than later.
I wish people could see my text machine. How many people just suggest former players? Do you know how many people have said we need to hire Tyler Ulis?
I like the Rondo, too. Lots of Rondo votes.
I mean, what are you all basing that on? Like, I like Tyler Ulis, but what about Tyler Ulis makes people think he should be an assistant coach? I'm not saying he can't be or couldn't be, but, like, what do you know about him that makes him be an assistant coach. Like, let me ask you a question. Who is the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, the defending national champions?
I'm looking at him, but I don't know.
Can you name him, Ryan?
Nope.
Can you name him?
Nope.
Drew, can you name him?
I could draw a picture of him, but I don't know his name.
His name's like Budenholzer or something. Okay. How good a basketball player was he?
Probably, did he play?
Probably, yeah, bench player.
Exactly.
The coaches.
Exactly. When the Raptors won, who was their coach?
Leonard Hamilton.
Nick Nurse. How good a coach was he?
A player.
Player. What about Bill Self? Mike Krzyzewski? Roy Williams? Cal.
John Calipari.
Yeah.
This idea that because a guy's good at basketball, we should give him the job, or just because we liked him.
Yeah.
That's not what we do at Kentucky. At Kentucky, okay, if you played here and you want to be a grad assistant, I'm good with that. But for those jobs, Ryan, they're too important just to give to a dude because we liked him when he was here.
Especially this hire. This is a really important hire for Cal. He's got to hit a home run with this guy, whoever he brings in, for recruiting purposes, if nothing else.
Also like suggesting people who may have no interest in coaching and are just happy living their lives and wouldn't want to coach if offered the opportunity, but we're just going to force them into that seat.
In Calipari's best season as a player, he averaged 5 points a game.
Exactly. Now, there are some players some people who were good players and become good coaches. Juwan Howard's doing pretty well. I mean, like, there are people, but I never have understood that sort of rush. Brian, what's up, Brian? Brian.
Oh, hello?
Yes, got about 40 seconds.
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good. Now you got 35 seconds.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to James Kroon for graduating.
Yeah, that's the kid that's like behind the stands. He does good videos and he dances. We like James Kroon. He graduated this weekend.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he listens out every day, so I just want to give him a shout-out.
Well, that's very nice of you. That's a good friend. It was James Kroon is probably, you know, there's always, Drew, like a super fan over the years, and I think he's been the most recent one.
Definitely. Always in the front of the eruption zone, a bajillion followers on TikTok. He was the face of the fan base for a while.
Yes. So now we got to find a new one to jump up since he's going to be gone. He's really good on social media if you don't follow him, James Kerr. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSR.
Can't you smell that smell?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
I have to tell you, one of the things I don't get about the Reds is that this is Joey Votto's walk-up song.
Or maybe he's a big fan.
And it remains, it's been that way all year. He's hitting 170.
Maybe it's time to change it up.
Yep.
I mean, I like Dolly. I like Dolly as much as the next person, but I'm not walking up to this.
No, I'm not either.
It just doesn't feel, you know, it doesn't.
Maybe it's his favorite song.
I don't know what's weirder. He goes, and then Brandon Drury, who I'd never heard of before this year, he comes out to Ain't Nothing But a Gangsta Party. And if you look at him, ain't nothing gangsta about Brandon Drury. So I just get up and dance, and I'm like, you tell him, Brandon Drury.
Yeah.
See, there are so few people at these games, and I sit so close, I feel like I'm in conversations with the players.
Yeah.
Because when they go on the on-deck circle, they're right there.
Yeah. Why don't you ask him next time? Maybe he'll say why.
Joey Votto will talk to people.
Yeah. Ask him why he has Jolene.
I don't know. I just feel weird that he has. Now, Dolly Parton is part of my favorite headline in a long time, Drew, and I'm aiming this one at you. If you want to get the most 2022 headline I've seen, it was this. Dolly Parton and Doja Cat to team up for a Taco Bell TikTok musical about Mexican pizza.
I'm excited.
Let me read that sentence again.
Oh, my goodness.
Dolly Parton and Doja Cat team up for Taco Bell TikTok musical about Mexican pizza. So let's break this down. How many of you know who Doja Cat is? I know Drew does.
I know who she is.
Shannon does. Ryan, do you know Doja Cat?
I know, but I know nothing that she sings.
What is Doja Cat's big song, Shannon?
I don't know. I know who she is, but I don't know
her big
song.
Well, I'm sure we have in the system. Yeah. Let's find the big song, see if Ryan's heard about it.
Okay.
I heard Doja Cat play at some event.
Let's see. Say So. Does that ring a bell?
Play it.
Let's see. Okay.
It's Doja Cat, your iHeartRadio on the Verge.
Of course, they have this, intro.
This song is about
we don't care what it's about. Let's get ahead.
I've definitely heard this. Ryan, have you heard this?
This is very popular.
Yes, yeah. I definitely have heard this.
Yeah.
So this woman is going to team up with Dolly. Dolly will sing with anybody, so I love that. To do a Taco Bell TikTok musical. Now, I don't even know what those words mean together.
They're going to sing about Mexican pizza on TikTok.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But a musical?
What
like, are they going to act while they do it?
And TikTok's like, what, 5 seconds at a time,
I mean,
right?
TikTok's, what, a minute, Drew? I don't understand that part of this.
Well, I think they can do a longer one. They can go live or whatever. But when this was announced, I didn't see the part about TikTok. I was so excited. I texted Abby, like, we're getting tickets to this. Wherever it is it New York?
Wait a minute. It's an event?
No. I didn't know it was on TikTok. I'm saying just seeing Dolly Parton in a Taco Bell musical, I got so excited. I was already planning a trip around wherever it was going down.
Okay.
And then I found out it's on TikTok, and I get to stay home. It is already on my family calendar. I will not miss this.
It's debuting May 19th, and it's going to all, Shannon, be about Mexican pizza.
I'm intrigued.
I think it's May 26th.
I'll watch
May 26th. I'm going to watch it, too. Because I have to tell you, I'm going to watch it because I don't know what it is.
Sounds ridiculous, but...
It's now, like they just took buzzwords like a Mad Lib and put them together.
That's exactly what it's headline. Like. They were like, Dolly Parton's hot, Doja Cat, musical, TikTok, Mexican pizza, Taco Bell.
And they're bringing the Mexican pizza back to the menu.
Okay, so now, Drew, you were a big Mexican pizza person, right?
Well, I like it. It's not in my top three, but yeah, I miss it dearly.
It's apparently the reason Taco Bell took it off is it's hard to make. It takes time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're trying to churn food. But they're bringing it back because there's such a thing. Which got me to the question of, what is the fast food item you wish would be brought back the most? For me, it's very simple. Egg white McMuffin. McDonald's, I don't know why you stopped. Everybody I know liked it. It angers me that you took it away. It's the only healthy thing on your menu. You have to bring it back, and I'm furious that you didn't. Ryan, you eat so much fast food, you have to have one.
I'm trying to think one that has disappeared. I want to come back.
I don't eat a whole lot of fast food, but the spicy McChicken sandwich was something that McDonald's had and then they took away. Did they ever bring that back? Because if not, that would be my answer.
No, but everybody seems to have a spicy chicken, so you would think they would
like
want one, too.
I like the spicy McChicken just from McDonald's. I think their version of it was the best, in my opinion.
All right, Drew.
I mean, McDonald's pizza came to mind. I know that's a long time ago. That was pretty good.
I don't remember that. I mean, I remember they had it, but I don't think
Taco
I ever
Taco Bell
ate it.
Has a few things for me that have been gone, like the beefy bean burritos gone.
What about that Frito burrito that they had with the flaming
that's
hot
gone.
Frito?
That was
See,
very
that's
good.
Another good one.
Are the potatoes back? The cheesy potatoes?
Yeah, that's,
I think
that's
they might
I'll
have
say.
Made their way back to the menu already.
That's my pick, if not, those cheesy potatoes.
You big cheesy potato guy.
Yeah. Well, I can't. It seems like McDonald's is the one menu that kind of brings it, stuff in and disappears.
They do. They take
and
stuff and take it out.
The McRib.
Back. Well, the McRib is the famous one because they always say McRib is back.
Yeah.
But I...
whenever they need a boost in sales, they just bring the McRib.
Well,
back.
I'm going to watch the TikTok Doja Cat Dolly musical. I don't know how you could do more than 30 seconds on Mexican pizza.
It's a musical, though. It's going to go on for an hour.
Oh, you can have long videos on there. I watched this woman named Miss Dutchie. She's somewhere in Kentucky. She just makes these cups. I watch her for like an hour at a time.
She
every
makes
night,
cups.
8 o'clock. It's,
makes cups.
It's incredible. If anyone out there watches Miss Dutchie, I'll name, see you on the live stream.
Hang on just a second. I want to go. I'm going to go to
I think
TikTok
she's in
here.
Lawrenceburg.
She all right. What's her TikTok account? All right, stop with this. Whatever that is. Okay.
It's she's Dutchie is how she spells it.
Okay, Miss Dutchie.
Yeah.
Miss Dutchie. Okay, there we go.
She's an angel. So people will order a cup from her, and she'll get them on FaceTime, and then she'll make the cup.
Wait a minute. This is woman, Mrs. Dutchie, 73? 480,000 followers?
Yeah, I'm a day one. Wait a minute. I remember when she was just talking to us.
All right, so wait a minute. This woman is in Lawrenceburg?
I think that's where I try to get clues. Like, she runs to Lexington to go to Lowe's, so she's close.
Hey, everybody.
Here.
So I have a little challenge that I want to do. If you guys could do me a favor, I'm trying to get one of my greatest people in the world. I'm trying to get
appreciate
him
the call, Miss Dutchie.
200,000 followers.
Oh, it's a commitment. It's
she speaks in her own time frame, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I see what she does. She makes cups,
and people will request colors in real time. I mean, it's ridiculous, but I get stuck on it. Abby watched them forever, and I would overhear them. And she's just a sweet Kentucky woman, and I like listening to her talk about everything going on in Lawrenceburg, which I think is where it is.
Wow. You know,
great hair, too. See her hair?
Yes, I do see her hair.
Great hair.
She does have great hair. Well, Miss Dutchie in Lawrenceburg, congratulations on your 480,000 followers making cups. Bob in Jamestown, what's up?
I can't believe after that great Derby win, now certain elements wanting to make a big deal about that Scott Blassie outrider saying he abused that horse.
So is that becoming a thing? I thought it was going to be a thing, and then I haven't really heard about it, is it?
PETA's wanting to push a big investigation.
Who cares about PETA? PETA, I mean, you can't say, like, we have to, and I get frustrated about in today's society, you can always find somebody that's mad about everything. And so, like, I feel like sometimes what happens, Bob, is like PETA, or just pick a random group, they're upset and people amplify it so they can be outraged. Like, Tucker Carlson's whole show is, find something that is out there, get outraged about it, which will make that thing bigger so you can be more outraged about it. So PETA, I mean, we know a lot of what PETA does is ridiculous, so why not just ignore what they say?
Well, I could say it was a great win. It was a great story and making this sideshow of the big show. And then they said Churchill Downs was going to look into it. I mean, I can't believe it.
Well, I mean, I can believe why they would look into it. He punched a horse. But, I mean, my guess, like, okay, Bob, if he just got off his horse and just out of nowhere just punched the horse in the face, like, they're going to
get a chop block.
They're going to look into it. So I'm okay with them looking into it. Now, if they suspend the guy, then I'm with you. But, like, why be outraged when nothing's happened yet?
Well, they're saying that he's got the blast. He's got his brother in the Asmussen's camp, the other trainer.
I don't know what any of that just meant. He's like Blassie. Who's Blassie?
He was the outrider, Scott Blassie.
See,
his brother.
Bob says that stuff like you just know. Bob's like, you know,
man, you don't know.
So here's the thing, Ryan. Blassie has already weighed in.
Well,
anyway, they were saying he was mad because Spire lost and the Strike King.
It's just saying words. Spire lost and Strike King. Who is Spire? And Strike King is not a horse.
Strike Rich. Anyway, Asmussen was the trainer of Spire.
Who's Spire? Who's Spire?
Asmussen's horse.
But was there a horse called Spire in the race?
I forgot it was the horse that he had in there. Anyway,
did you watch the same Derby we did?
Bob, I'm not sure you watched the Derby because so far there are not a ton of facts you've gotten right.
Well, this, like I say, this is just over the result of this so-called investigation.
All right. Well, hopefully it'll all turn out fine. Don't get yourself worried about it. All right.
Oh, I'm not worried about it, but I mean, it's just, you know.
Try not to get, here's the thing, Bob. Try not to get outraged. Everybody in politics now is trying to be outraged about something. We should be Shannon people who are outrage free. Like, let's just, like, I'm not going to get outraged unless we really need to be outraged.
Well, we need to be outraged about gas prices jumping up.
Okay. All right. So be outraged about that. So go be outraged.
Yep. All right, man. Have a good one.
I think I did something that was impossible. I got Bob to appreciate the call.
That's right.
You know how hard that is?
Now, if you can do that to Kentucky Joe, I'd be really impressed.
I mean, I don't think Bob has ever ended his own call.
No, he has not.
And somehow, I think I was able to do it.
Celebrity in at KS Bar right now.
Who is it?
Johnny the Bruce.
Jay the B.
Oh, Johnny Bruce. And we're going to have DH from Country Boy there.
He's here, too. He's here and too. You missed another day where they make all the new food and set on the table in front of me.
No, they brought the new food again?
Yeah, I was getting ready to tweet
I miss
out
all those days. I miss everyone.
Dude, it doesn't happen often, but you seem to always
food,
be gone.
What new food is here?
We got spinach artichoke dip.
I love spinach artichoke.
Looks like
we
this
have
might
some
be
barbecue egg rolls.
Barbecue egg rolls, and I think is this like a meatloaf sandwich?
Yeah, I haven't gotten
this?
A good look. Some
meatloaf
kind of meatball. It's got like a marinara on it.
Slappy Joe. All right, well,
and some new desserts. We'll try them out during the break. Let you know.
All right, Shady Rays wants to give you an exclusive offer to try their shades. Use the code KSR for 50% off two or more in the store at their flagship location. At the Summit at Fritz Farm at ShadyRays.com. If you drop them in the lake, ocean, anything, they'll replace them. That's what they do. It's lost and broken protection from ShadyRays.com. Check them out in the Summit or at ShadyRays.com. I'm going to the Reds game tonight, but I'm not going tomorrow. The game tomorrow is at 12:30. The first person to DM me on Twitter that they want them with their email address, the first one I get will get it. All right, so send it now. First one I get, I'll get it if you want it. But you got to go to the game. If you sell it, I will have you arrested. We'll be right back.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
I love that you picked this song out. Adam Sandler at the best. My mom got all A's again.
Oh, awesome.
Yay. She's awesome. She's a rock star.
I love how proud, I love how happy she is about I don't think she likes that I say them, but you know what?
Yeah, you know,
she deserves to be.
Public report
card. I mean,
card.
If she got bad grades, I wouldn't tell you. But since they're good.
Yeah.
You know, honor roll.
That's right. I've already given the tickets away, by the way. We got a bunch of people who just wrote. The first one I got was from a guy named Tyler, who is taking his son, which is nice. So enjoy yourself, Tyler. At KY Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. How was the food?
I'm telling you something. These barbecue egg rolls are unbelievable.
We have a new hit.
New major hit.
Are they already on the menu or no?
I'll have to ask. We didn't get. They just set everything down and didn't talk to us because the show was going on. So I don't have names of things or when they're released, but it's delicious.
One person writes, I can't think of a better show to answer this question than you guys. Apparently there's a national baby formula shortage. What would you all do to correct it? Now, have you heard about this?
Not aware of this.
So this is apparently a big deal because of. Apparently, there was a recall of a bunch of types of baby formula for some sort of contamination. And like two different companies both had recalls at the same time that took millions of bottles off.
Okay.
And then there are also still, you know, supply chain issues going back to COVID and that thing stuck in the Suez Canal and all that. So now in parts of the country, there is no baby formula. And Joe Biden's, the woman that speaks to the press, Jen, whatever her name is, she said the government has never created in its history. You know, we have reserves of some things, right? So like if there's a problem, we'll have a reserve of it so the country doesn't run out. I don't know. I can't. Ryan, can you think of an example of something the country has a reserve? I think we have oil reserves for like huge emergencies, but
that would be good.
Flaming Hot Mountain Dew.
I don't think we have a reserve of that. But her point was we don't have, the country's never had baby formula reserve. And she said we need to do this for the future, but right now we don't have it. So, Ryan, people are worried that kids are not going to get their baby formula. And it's apparently a big issue in like some states you cannot even find it.
I mean, it's a legit concern. I didn't know this story, but it is kind of scary to think that they're that low in the product that...
So what do you do? What do you do if there's no baby formula?
You got to breastfeed.
But like
until you can get it.
They may have to look into like women selling their breast milk. Seriously.
On Craigslist.
I mean, you could be right, but I just laughed.
I mean, look, that's Drew had the right comment. Ryan could be right, Shannon.
Yeah.
But I think there's a good chance he might be wrong, and I love that that's what he came up with.
Would you buy Craigslist breast milk?
Are you, is that, I can't believe we're having this conversation. Like, there are women all over this state going, ugh.
Well, we're trying to get our women's
audience. Okay, I don't know, since you brought it up, Ryan, is it bad for a baby to have its non-mother's breast milk?
No, I don't think so at all.
And but I think what do you base that on?
I think it's happened.
I mean, we didn't have it a long time ago. We didn't have formulas, and everybody was okay.
No, I mean, we all turned out all right without a formula many years ago.
Yeah.
What's the closest thing? Just some milk off the shelf? Evaporated milk?
Well, okay, milk, so what's the difference between, again, I'm an idiot, so I'm granting that. What's the difference between milk off the shelf and, like, baby formula?
I don't know.
I guess it's got the nutrients
answer.
That the baby needs, that's I would guess.
Yeah, I would assume there's a more
nutrition part.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yes.
I want to go back to Ryan. You contend that other breast milk is fine.
Yes. A woman can pump and fill up a bottle.
Pump and shop.
Probably sell it. Yeah. Pump and shop.
So you think that's what Clark's
is doing? Yeah,
this is a business opportunity.
They can pivot,
right?
Really take
clear the shelves and put the breast milk up
Bucky's
there.
Bucky's got those nuggets.
Yeah,
Clark's
pump and shop breast milk.
They're way ahead of the curve on this.
All right, I'm going to stop. Joe, go ahead, Joe.
Yes, man, I wanted to talk about the thing that NCAA put in.
What is happening behind you, Joe? What is happening behind you?
I'm in the locker room at work.
It sounded like a kid was screaming.
Nah, I'm in the locker room at work.
Okay, go ahead.
Formula.
But, you know, Cal Perry don't look too silly now. I mean, you know, he said he's not going to guarantee no money. You know, he's keeping the NCAA away from him.
Yeah, I agree. I want to be clear about something, because everybody, when I tweeted that, was writing me going, see, you were wrong, Cal was right. I want you to remember what that conversation was. The conversation between Chin and I was a hypothetical about if it was legal, should he do it or not? Of course, if it's not legal, he shouldn't do it. Right? The hypothetical was, if this ends up being how it is, should he do it? And Shannon believed even if it was legal, he shouldn't do it. I believed if it was legal, he should do it. But we all, Ryan, were in agreement that if it's not legal, he shouldn't do it.
Yeah, we got distracted here. Monique was talking about our food.
I'm with you. No, when you all were talking, like you just said, it was all about you were just playing under the current circumstances. But it opens up where we're free to do it. Absolutely.
I think people, because I think people got the wrong impression on that. That I was saying, hey, Cal, start cheating.
No, nobody was saying that.
What I was saying is, if they decide not to do anything, then I think we got to go. Like, we got to do it, too. Now, if the NCAA is going to do what they say, and forgive me for being skeptical, but if they do, then of course we shouldn't cheat. But my thing was, if they decide not to enforce this stuff, well, then you got to play. But hopefully, Drew, they're going to enforce this stuff.
Yeah, I have my doubts, but it needs to be enforced as best they can. I'm all for guys getting their money, but when a high schooler is getting $8 million when he's done nothing on the field yet, I think it's already gone way too far.
Do you think they're going to teach or they're going to play that segment on the formula in, like,
formula
classes?
Oh, I think so, as an educational teaching experience.
Teaching the youth of today.
I think so.
When I was getting ready for the show this morning, I tried to guess what topics you'll bring up. I did not have that one on my list.
Either. No.
Well, it's apparently a real crisis in a few states. So if you're in those states.
Well, I think it's even around here. I've had friends, you know, post on Facebook and stuff that they're at their fourth grocery store looking for it. So I say it's happening right here, too.
So we need to start making those reserves. Shannon, you get on that.
Okay.
DonFranklinAuto.com. It's where you can go to get a vehicle. I don't think they have baby formula, but they do have the best selection of vehicles at the best prices. 22 locations all around the state. There's one near you. Check it out. Your kind of vehicle, and they'll set it up. But remember, Franklin Fast Cash, they'll give you an offer. It'll be $1,000 more on your trade. You're not going to find a better offer than at DonFranklinAuto.com. Enjoy the food, boys. Wish I were there with you.
Oh, it's so good, man. Oh,
I just brought out your
brought out too. Margaritas, too.
Margaritas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Stoops.
Mark Stoops.
Mark Stoops Arena?
Marg Stoops.
Oh, Marg Stoops. See ya.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.